We got a new president. Dallas is no longer a top 10 economy.
What?
The radio world is on fire. That's it. That's it for today. We love you all. Talk to you. Nope, just kidding. We're going to dig into it, folks. And boy, is there some digging to do, Courtney. Good thing we have the English wonder, the Yanni Donnie here. We got to dig into what's going on with the Dallas economy. Why is the Fort Worth economy outpacing, outranking? Do rankings matter? Are they valid? We'll talk. We'll talk, people. But we'll also talk to you. Let us know what's going on in your real estate world as it relates to Dallas-Fort Worth residential real estate. 214-310-0008 or ToddTremontiTeam.com. ToddTremontiTeam.com. We'll be glad to help you with whatever we can. Answer your question right here live, and then you can come back later and check it on the podcast. DFW Real Estate Weekly, wherever you get your podcast stuffs. Also, check it out on the YouTube. Just go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. You can find all of that. If you got questions, call or text 214-310-0008. Why is Dallas no longer a top 10 economy in the U.S., but Fort Worth improved their rank? Theories, ideas, data. Anyone? Anyone at all?
Sort of strange. What's happening over there? Land, cattle. Am I being a generalist?
Houses, I think, general. Are probably a pretty big reason for some of this stuff.
Throw a hat in there and you're full cowgirl.
Cowboy hat, some boots.
The theory is that, it's not a theory. The data shows that we define things differently. This is my interpretation of the data. I've only been doing this for 20-something years and done the show and written the books and get asked about it all the time. So I think I got a pretty good read on it, but it is a educated professional opinion. I might go so far, Courtney, as to say an expert opinion, but it is still an opinion. When we, you, me, Ian, and tens of thousands of listeners define Dallas, we're thinking the Dallas side of the Metroplex. We're thinking that includes Plano, that includes Allen, that includes Mesquite, that includes Frisco, probably. Okay.
So there's too many cities.
Well, when we say Dallas, we're thinking about all the progress and all the activity and all the read that we have on the ground in Dallas real estate. Usually when you see these economic reports or these data-driven reports, that is actual Dallas, city of, or sometimes county of. So the economy specific to city of Dallas definitely has more erratic ebbs and flows and ups and downs. Certainly the housing market, the housing data goes up and down. And by the way, to fall out of the top 10 doesn't mean much, right? Maybe you go from 10 to 14 and Fort Worth goes from 8 to 6, right? But basically what this data is telling us is Dallas proper has slipped a little bit in the economic ratings, like just the health of that local economy, and Fort Worth has improved a little bit.
So this particular one was done by a nonprofit, nonpartisan group called the Milken Institute. Mm-hmm. And when they define Dallas, they are defining Dallas as parts of Dallas and Collin counties.
Right.
It did drop from 8 to 19, and it was based upon housing affordability was like the main reason why.
Which makes sense.
These, like, it basically says, like, the big metropolitan areas really across the U.S. Mm-hmm. all dropped and suffered, whereas smaller metros, and it specifically says Raleigh, North Carolina, Salt Lake City, Utah,
right,
they all increase because better housing options, more affordability, things like that.
Yeah, and when you think whether it's Dallas proper, Dallas County, City of Dallas, or even Dallas and Collin counties, housing affordability it's less affordable than it was. When you compare wages or average savings or the amount of debt the average family carries to the current average price of a home, which has risen, not as much as it has in the past, not as much as some people had hoped, but it has risen. Other financial factors have not. Therefore, the relative cost of living, which is almost always one of the primary drivers of these types of rankings, Dallas slipped a little bit.
Well, especially in these big, in the bigger, more expensive markets, because there has been a significant rise in just general day-to-day living.
Yeah.
Got, you know, groceries, gas, all those things, electricity, everything's gone up. but there hasn't been as much income for businesses, and so, you know, raises haven't happened and bonuses haven't happened, and so people have really suffered on that side of things too, especially in those big, big metropolitan areas where just general cost of living is more expensive.
No doubt about it. Now, the good news is you're talking about slipping out of the top 10 and remaining in the top 20, right? So Dallas is still a very healthy economy compared to many other parts of the country. When you compare that primary driver, cost of living, cost of housing, cost of general lifestyle, and job opportunities, developable land, opportunities for travel and healthcare and education, and all those things, Dallas is still clearly a absolute top tier place to live.
Right. When you say in the entire US, Dallas is the 19th strongest economy.
Right.
You're doing all right.
Exactly. Now, I think what we've been talking about here on the show, and just to apply it to our friends, family, neighbors here in the DFW area, what does that mean for you? It means it's slightly less affordable to live here than it was. Historically, the big cities in Texas have always ranked very highly. Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, and others have always been, compared to almost the entire rest of the country, some of the most affordable and attractive places to live. Now, are there more affordable places to live? Of course. You can find a tiny town outside of almost anything in any state that's very affordable as far as cost of housing and, you know, cost of day-to-day things. But those communities don't offer all of the upsides that Dallas does, right? So Fort Worth has always acted like a smaller city. It is a smaller city, but it's not nearly, relative to Dallas, as much smaller as it once was. So seeing it improve in that way doesn't shock me either.
Went from 32 to 30.
32 to 30. But the difference there is Fort Worth still remains a smaller economy, right? A smaller market, a smaller housing market, a smaller job market, but still bigger than almost every other one. Just compared to Dallas, this massive next door neighbor, it's not as big. So seeing that improve, no surprise. Seeing Dallas slip, no surprise. The message here for buyers and sellers in DFW and homeowners in DFW is you're still in one of the best markets in the world, not just America. You're still in one of the best markets in the world to use your God-given gifts and ability to take them to the marketplace, earn a wage, provide for your family, have recreation, take care of your friends, family, your health, your faith, all the things that you value and pursue. This is a wonderful place to be and live, but an interesting note on what's happening in the market. So there you have it on the ranking of the week. There's so many
do rankings matter, Todd? Yes, they do. I'm glad you asked. Texas A&M baseball, preseason number one in the college baseball rankings.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nobody cared.
Just number kidding. One.
Yeah, whatever.
Gig 'em.
Mm-hmm. Sick and Bears.
Since fits. When?
What do you mean?
You're an A&M
guy? Oh, keep going. No, keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Well, I married an Aggie, so I'm an Aggie by marriage.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
I never hear you ring that bell.
No, I do. Only when it's convenient, Courtney. Wow. Very
I don't know. Astute. I'm calling you.
I mean,
on
I don't
this.
Ring it as much as like the Middlesbrough bell or anything like that, but
very,
I ring it.
Very astute observation, full price, Courtney.
I've worked here for over 2 years.
Just to be clear.
We don't have a lot of sports conversations between the two of us.
We start every day with time sports conversations.
Time out. Hey, folks, you are listening to DFW right, Real Estate
we're on,
Weekly
we're on time.
With Todd Tremonti. I've had to mute the microphone because there's a useless argument happening on air. You are listening to DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. I'm Todd Tremonti, and we want to hear your questions. We want to know what's going on in your world of real estate, whether you're buying, selling, investing, or simply trying to enjoy your home more. What's going on in your world? How can we help? Do you need a vendor? Do you need a contractor? Are you thinking about buying or selling? Where do you want to go with your home, with your real estate? How can we help? How can we resource you? What would be of value to you? Do you want 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes to sit down and get some free advice, to get some guidance, get some leadership? Do you want to jump on Zoom? Would a quick phone call help you? Would it be valuable to you to simply know what your home would sell for right now? Courtney, last week was just a groundbreaking moment in your, you just made a very big point. Ian, go, feel free to jump in. You just acknowledged publicly here on air that you have now worked here for over 2 years.
Can you believe it?
I can, but what I couldn't believe.
They lived every second.
You know, feels longer.
What I couldn't believe, and if I might speak for both of us, Ian, I don't know that you could believe it either, that last week live on the air, after 2 years, Courtney acknowledged how wonderful all the home valuation tools are. If you go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, click on the home valuation tab and find out what your home is worth in under a minute. How long did it take, Courtney? 36 seconds.
The best part was I knew that within an hour, John Canica would be in here. Sure was. Just, Courtney, I just wanted to check. I saw you were on our website. I go, John, are you kidding me? I'll come talk to you.
I had the same thing.
Man's got a job to do. But more importantly,
I got asked by Gibson, by Jeremy, and by John.
That's you thinking about selling your house?
The reason they did that, of course, because they knew your name, but also because you inquired about a deep dive valuation. Now, here's the thing. I want to go back to the main point. The main point is that after 2 years, Courtney was just blown away by all the cool tools and resources that we have there and that we've been asking her to sign up and check out for 2 whole years. So maybe you're a first-time listener. Maybe you're a long-time listener. If you've heard us telling you for years now that there is such a very, very simple and completely free, no-cost tool that can really, truly help you understand the value of your greatest asset or one of your largest assets or one of your key investments, and you've never taken advantage of that tool, Courtney's here to tell you. It only took her 36 seconds. We always say in under a minute. If you just go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, one of the first things you're going to see is you can click a button for home valuation or property valuation or what's my house worth, and in under 1 minute, you can find out the current value of your home. And you can begin to track your equity month to month. You'll never have to do anything again. You just get an email once a month that tells you this is your value. This is how much equity you have. If any of that data is inaccurate, you can update it right there without having to talk to anybody, or it takes 5 seconds to update that information. If you've changed your floor plan, or if the square footage is somehow wrong, or if it's got the wrong loan data for you or anything like that. And then every single month, without having to lift a finger, you can track your home equity. How much would I get if I sold my house? How much could I put in my pocket after what I owe on my property? It's a really, really valuable number. It's kind of like knowing how much is in your retirement account or how your other investments are doing. And you can do that completely free at no cost in under 1 minute by going to ToddTremontiTeam.com and clicking that property valuation button.
All of this first segment has been brought to you by Patrick Galeros and his team. You need to reach out to Patrick if you are thinking about refinancing, if you want to talk about mortgages, if you want to talk about home equity lines of credit, anything like that. Reach out to Patrick. Head over to our website, ToddTremontiTeam.com. Click on the radio tab and you can find all of Patrick's contact info right there. NMLS number 308804. All right, I do want to talk about some market updates, specifically on some of the more higher priced homes.
Okay.
And I have data for you. I know you love the data. So
some people say datum.
Data.
It's a plural or singular, but anyway, back to you.
Would you like to give me a city that you would like info on?
Plano.
Okay. I happen to have Plano pulled up in front of me.
I believe.
Todrick, how about that?
Riveting.
All right, here we go. What specifically can I help you with as it pertains to $1 million and above listings? Would you like to know how much absorption rate we have, perhaps?
Yeah, hit me with absorption rate.
We have anywhere from a month to 3 months.
And what does that mean? Really
hot.
Quick for people.
Means the market's hot.
That means the million plus market in Plano is moving really fast.
That means, yeah, if we say 1 month of an absorption rate of inventory, we're saying if no new $1 million homes came on the market, we would be sold out in a month.
They'd all be gone. Mm-hmm. Literally, that's how fast people, it's a measurement of pace of the market. It's like our little ticker tape stock reading on the market. Okay. Do you have...
I can give you one of your favorites if you'd like.
Yeah.
Maybe a little list to sales price.
That's my least favorite statistics on the planet. Dang, and you knew it. And go ahead.
Why? Because you think it's crap?
It's a totally useless statistic.
Oh. It's about 95%. 95, 96%.
Now, just to explain that to people, what that means is on average, if a real estate agent, this is real estate agent public MLS data, sells your house in, this is Plano specific?
Plano specific.
Above a million. then
of which there's been a decent chunk on average.
On average, they're getting you 95% of what the asking price was. Here's why that statistic is useless. Because you can ask whatever you want. Mm. You could ask high. You can ask low. You can ask just right. And sadly, many, many, many sellers, and even more sad, many, many, many real estate agents are putting asking prices out onto the market, onto the MLS, onto the websites, onto the Zillows, onto the Realtor.coms, onto the local agent websites that are all over the map. I'm not here to badmouth anybody, but most people do this really poorly. Some people do it deliberately, and it's not wrong, by the way. Some people's strategy is price super low, get a bunch of competition, and hope we end up at a fair price. Most people foolishly price really high and expect to be negotiated down. So all these percentages of what? List price. List price is a mad lib.
How many million-dollar homes do you think sold in the last 6 months, Courtney?
In Plano, right?
In Plano.
Yeah.
27.
Todd?
More than that, for sure.
Oh.
Last 6 months, 1 million plus in Plano, risking looking like a complete clown.
Well, this is going to be fun.
104.
Whoa!
I'm going to give a quick shout-out to my boy, Luka Doncic. Not my boy, never met him, but if you're listening, Luka, just know... Big fan, 77.
Okay, I was a little high. I should have factored in seasonality. Yeah, the last 6 months factored in the holiday. Okay.
77.
Yeah, and we're averaging somewhere around 40, 41, 42 days on market, right around there.
Which is nothing.
No.
For a home that's a million plus.
No. It's not that different to a home that's 300,000, if I'm honest.
But I've been doing this in DFW for 20 plus years, and there were times, and there have been times, more than once, where that market was 9 months on the market.
Yeah.
Right? So you're talking 270 plus days, and now you're talking 40 days, 40-something days. So anyway, I guess the overall message is not everything's like Plano, but Plano is usually pretty indicative of the overall markets that we would say are the desirable parts of Dallas-Fort Worth, the parts that people are proud to live and want to live and are waiting to live and saving to live and trying to find a house and all that good stuff. And so the million-plus market is doing pretty well. There are pockets where it's a little stagnant, but generally speaking in the DFW market, when we are helping a million-dollar-plus seller or we're working with a million-dollar-plus buyer, you've got some options. Not a ton, but you got a healthy amount of options. And those deals are coming together. There's some excitement in that market. It's slightly less rate-sensitive. And so there's some real action there, and there's some real movement there. So if that's the market you're in, give us a holler, 214-310-0008. If you've got $1 million plus home, we still guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time. The and is really, really important there, Courtney.
Critical.
Sell your home over the average price
and
under the average
not
time.
Not all. No, no, no.
And I'm not just being silly there. Like, you can sell your house for whatever price you want if you're willing to wait long enough. It might be 30 years, but you may get your number. And you can sell your house as fast as you want if you're willing to price low enough.
Mm.
You might get half price, but you can sell it tomorrow. I could sell your house in the next 20 minutes if you're willing to take a low enough
price. So you're saying high and fast.
Over the average price, meaning more than your neighbors are getting for similar homes, similar time. The only real difference is your agent and the marketing and the negotiation. And under the average time. Now, some people would say to us, that sounds great, but actually I'm not in a big hurry. Okay, well, we have some control over that. And some people would say, look, actually price is less important to me. I need it to land in this date window. There are legitimate reasons for that. Obviously, we customize the process to whatever's best, whatever's going on in the property of the life, the financial situation of our sellers. And oftentimes that's a court-related deal due to a probate situation or a transfer of property, generational shift in wealth assets or whatever. But if that's something that's on your radar and you're looking at a million-dollar plus property.
What should they do, Courtney?
What would be like a next step for someone that's like, I do want to sell my $2.4 million home and I want to sell it over the average price and under the average time. What?
They should go to ToddTremontiTeam.com.
I think it's a great choice.
Excellent option.
I think it's a great suggestion, Courtney.
Just call us. We'll fix it.
Well, what number should they call us on?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay, 214-210. 0-0-0.
So close.
216.
No. 216. So close, but neither of those guesses is accurate.
Oh, what is it?
It's 214-310-0008.
Yeah!
One more time, just in case you were listening to Courtney.
214-310-0008.
Or
DutchMoneyTeam.com.
If we can help you at all. Now, you don't have to be ready to buy or sell. You don't have to be in the mood to talk to a real estate agent for the next hour and a half. If you want to chat with a dedicated world-class expert who's full-time and specializes in only sellers or only buyers or only your part of town, you can jump on a quick 10-minute phone call if you want and just say, look, I just need the preliminary info. I just need a couple of data points. I just need a little bit of feedback. That's fine. We're not going to pressure you. As a matter of fact, right now we have a waiting list for spring and summer sellers. We are getting people prepared now that want to sell spring and summer. By the way, now's a great time to sell. You don't have to wait. But if you want to sell a home on land, a big backyard, an acreage property, we have about 18 spots if you want our full guaranteed program for spring or summer. And we also have about 18 spots for neighborhood homes if you want to sell spring and summer. So if you want to get in line, grab one of those spots, you can do that now, and we'll have plenty of time to get prepared to make that happen in spring and summer. But you need to grab one of those spots right now, and you can do that by calling or texting, by the way, Courtney,
214-310-0008.
Great job, everybody. Or they can just go to the website.
Todd Tremonti Team.com.
That's Todd Tremonti Team.com. If all else fails, just Google Todd Tremonti, spell it as best you can. You will find us. Connect with us in whatever manner is appropriate for you. Fill out a form, text, hit a button, call a phone number. We're not here to pressure you. We've been here 20 years. This is our 20th year as a team. I've been doing it 24, 25 years. 20th year as a team, we'll be doing it another 20 years. Whenever you're ready, we'll be ready. But most people wait too late to start the conversation. The people that started early, even what might feel too early, always end up with more options, more flexibility, less stress, and a better transactional experience. It's just kind of the way it is. 99 out of 100 times that's true. You cannot start the conversation too soon. Even if you're not buying or selling, even if you're thinking about a big remodel or you're thinking about holding that property as a rental, we are thrilled to use our God-given gifts and ability to add value in your life. We believe it's the principle that we are called to. We also believe it's a great business principle. And so down the road, if there is a time for you or a friend or family member or a neighbor that wants to buy or sell, we have a good chance of earning your business and your trust and being able to bring you into our family of sorts and adding value for the rest of our lives, for the rest of our careers, and having an incredible relationship where when you see us at the grocery store, you want to say hi, because we've been a huge value add in your life. So that's what we want to do for you. If we can help you in any way, ToddTremontiTeam.com, or just Google Todd Tremonti, or you can call 214-310-0008. But listen here real quick, don't forget.
Google Todd Tremonti and check out over 700 five-star reviews.
Welcome back, party people. Welcome back. This is DFW Real Estate Weekly. Why do we say weekly? Because we're here every Saturday. But you can contact us all throughout the week on the daily at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. You can go to ToddTremontiTeam.com anytime you want. You can call or text anytime you want, 214-310-0008. Now, we got a lot to get into in the second half. To be honest, we were a little wordy in the first half, so we got some stuff to get to. But if you have questions, we will always, always, always make time for you, our friends, family, and neighbors, including on the show, 214-310-0008. But if you're still thinking about what you want to get done in the world of real estate in 2025 or beyond, we're happy to buy you a cup of coffee, a Coke, a water, Topo Chico, whatever you're into.
Cup of Yorkshire tea.
Yorkshire tea, he said, and have a chat. And so that's free. You don't have to pay for that. You don't have to, you know, sign a blood oath. You just literally say, hey, I want to talk to an actual full-time pro about real estate stuff. I want to sleep a little bit better at night. I want to have a plan, even if it's a year out or 2 years out or when the kids graduate or when we retire. That's fine. We're just piling up, adding value in people's lives and having friends that we're able to help. When it's time to sell something and we can make some money, of course, that's part of the business model. But we would love to share value with you, share our expertise with you. We got all sorts of best-selling authors and full-time pros around here celebrating 8, 9, 10-plus years with quite a few team members lately. So we want to help you. We want to serve you. We want to use our God-given gifts and ability to add value in your life. We think it's going to work out great for everybody. 214-310-0008 or
TouchMoneyTeam.com.
And when you're at TouchMoneyTeam.com, click on the radio tab, look up Patrick Kleros' name, and give him a call.
I've done it.
Reach out to him with any and all of your mortgage questions. If you're thinking about refinancing, that's who you go to. If you want to get a home equity line of credit, that's who you reach out to. If you just want to ask a question about mortgages, go ahead and ask him.
I've done every single one of those things except for the HELOC, which is just how we pronounce home equity line of credit. But that's where I would go if I was going to do a HELOC. That's where I've been
where
for
I did go.
Purchase loans. That's where I've been for a refinance on a construction deal. That is the first call I make anytime I ever think about a mortgage need. And I'm a real estate broker of 20 plus years, and I still call Patrick every single time, first time any of that comes up.
NMLS number 308804.
Patrick Kleros, folks.
Yorkshire tea really is the best tea. Just
well, we've talked about during the breaks before that I'm okay with Yorkshire tea. I didn't grow up with it. I like it. But Earl Grey tea is a heart attack in a glass. Every time I've ever had it, I've had a near-death experience. I saw things I didn't know my eyes were capable of seeing. It was not great.
Just drink Yorkshire tea. It makes everything right in the world.
Okay. I'll take that. But I'm just here to say I have no stake in the game. I haven't shorted any Earl Grey tea stocks. But that stuff is a ride I don't want to go on.
It's a unique taste.
I agree with you.
If you have if you have inside information on why Earl Grey tea is like revving the motorcycle engine of my heart, let us know on the socials. I don't care. Just find me on social media. I'm not hard to find. Todd Tremonti, let me know what's going on in Earl Grey tea that wants to explode my arteries. I don't know.
And if you drink any other tea other than Yorkshire tea, go and get some Yorkshire tea. I'm just a big fan of it. I mean, it's what I grew up with.
I don't have a better source on it, so you're my guy.
All right, let's talk about...
You're my guy.
...on tea.
No, there's multiple topics that Ian's my guy on. Like more than most. I tell people, I've got a few people that really have inside scoop into my world on lots of levels. At home, I have Dana. We talk about personality traits there. At office, I have several people, but for sure Ian's our team leader. And this is where God has chosen to challenge me with the varying personalities and temperaments of Dana and Ian and many others. Ian's the challenger.
I am.
He's wired to almost never agree, and that is a gift to me.
I will agree with that, though.
Yeah. Can I ask an off-topic question?
I got him to agree on something. Yeah.
It's been 9 years.
Yeah.
What was the tipping point that you were like, Ian's my guy? Have you been
I'll
our
be
team
honest,
later
that's
for
gonna,
fun
years?
To do this
that's
on
gonna,
radio.
It's going
to
take too much time, but I will.
I know.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is because I'm going to oversimplify this.
Okay.
But I will answer it, although it's not relevant to most people. Here's the benefit to most people listening right now. If you call, you have a good chance of talking to Ian. He leads our sales team, and he makes us better. Now, the answer to your question is, Ian came in at a totally different job, inside sales, which, by the way, I'd love to hire a new one. If you're a world-class inside salesperson and want to get rocking in real estate, make great money, and be a part of a very cool team, let me know. Holler at me.
Holla. Yeah,
this job will be so good for you.
You will love it here.
TouchMoneyTeam.com. He came in on a different job, and he just started leading. No one asked him to lead. That wasn't his title. I look around. I'm like, hey, can you just keep doing what you're doing? Hey, just keep doing what you're doing.
He stepped up.
People that had been here longer than him, leading people that honestly knew a lot more about residential real estate at that point. And I'm like, he's helping them be successful. He's helping them be happier. He's helping them work harder. He's helping this work better. And I literally just kept saying, just keep going, just keep going. And it went from inside sales guy to business development guy to like no title for a while that made sense. And
then it was like,
hey, dude, you're the team lead.
Nice. And then,
but you know, the difference was he made his calls. Anyway, back to you, Ian.
I haven't.
We're muting that.
We're working on it with Courtney. Courtney learns real estate every single day. All right. It was recently announced by a North Texas real estate developer, Rock Hill Capital and Investments, that they announced the sale of 1,807 acres.
It's a lot of acres for home development.
In New Fairview, Texas, to Lena.
Nope, that's not accurate. Courtney, how do you say that word?
Lennar.
Oh, thank you, Courtney.
Ian learns
real estate.
Courtney learns real estate. You corrected me on that one because that's how it went. No, I mean, that's just happened. 1,807 acres to build to build new homes.
Lots of new units.
1,000.
Like, what's going to be the impact of that for us?
It's a good little spot.
It's an interesting question, because if you know where New Fairview is, it's out by, like, Texas Motor Speedway. So if you're thinking normal Metroplex, you're like, is that in town? Is that not in town? But if you've driven out there lately, which I do more often now, that will have impact. 4,000 homes, whether they're, you know, they're not all going to be new residents. Some of those people are going to move within the Metroplex. But the reality is that's going to affect that Northwest Corridor. That's going to have impact on Fort Worth. That's going to have impact on Denton. That's going to have impact on that whole Grapevine, you know, corridor over there. And I say over there, I'm sitting in a studio in Richardson, Texas right now. But the point is 4,000 homes is a big deal. All throughout this sort of political season, sort of one of those political footballs is not enough homes, right? Why is the cost of housing going up? Not enough homes, not enough inventory. We could argue about that when we think about we have a little bit more available inventory than we've had in a while. But the fact is 4,000 new homes is a very good thing for North Texas. Lennar tends to build an approachable home. You know, not they have different lines of Lennar homes, but they're building a home that a first-time home buyer can typically get into, that they can be proud of. That's a good-looking house.
Now, it's not expected that these homes will be available until they're saying the summer of 28.
Yeah, 4,000 homes and 1,800 acres is a long time, and they just got the property. By the way, it's not unusual at all that Lennar might not be the company that ends up building these homes.
Right.
These developers trade properties. Oftentimes, they'll sell off a chunk of it to fund the rest of it. Lennar's big. They usually don't have to do that. But the point is that what you probably will see is about 4,000 homes in that area in the next handful of years. And that's a big deal. It's also indicative of a market where that type of thing is happening. There are other developers buying other chunks of land to build more homes. Well, I think this will be a good thing for the Metroplex.
On the flip side, Princeton just paused new construction for like at least I think the next 4 months is what they're saying.
And it'll probably get extended. Now, some of that has to do with lack of resources and pace of growth and infrastructure can't keep up. And as much as some people don't like that and other people love that, this is just a sign that the residential development world in DFW is alive and well. If not, they're beginning to finally pick up the pace and potentially catch up with supply and demand. The fact that the last couple of years have been a lower demand, decent supply market has actually helped our property values, and these new homes will not flood the market. This is not enough homes for us to be like, oh my gosh, too many houses again. So this is a good sign of a healthy, active market where homes are being developed for the demand that exists.
And to give an idea for folks on like why it's been a struggle for Princeton to keep up, if I was to just tell you that Princeton has over 28,000 residents, like that doesn't sound like that many.
How many residents did they have 10 years ago?
They were that's what's 4,000.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like they've gone up by six, seven, so you eight, think about, who knows what
well,
it
you
is
start
now.
Thinking about, is there room in the schools? Are there enough roads, literally? Is there enough drainage, sewers, you know, things like that? Water availability. Have we expanded the, literally like the fresh water system? So that's where
we need more police. We need more firefighters. We need like all of this stuff.
That's where you see what feels like erratic development is just, it's inefficient, but you gain efficiency. City planning is pretty impressive in North Texas. Zoning is pretty impressive in North Texas, even though we all have our own frustrations. But yeah, so that's what's going on in development. Lennar at the moment has a massive project going in, you know, northwest part of the Metroplex, and it should be a good thing.
Well, okay, so we're seeing this spread. But we talk about homes on land all the time on the show.
We do.
And so I want to know what is your list of the areas in Dallas that have the most homes on land.
And okay. First, can we play a game called the synonym game?
A synonym.
The synonym game. Do you know what it is? Do you know what? Let's go
like
to
a word.
Hold on. Don't tell him. Let's go to Ian on a definition of the word synonym.
Yeah, it's a cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Nailed it.
Like the a cereal. On a cereal.
Synonym toast crunch.
Yeah.
I like
a synonym,
that.
Courtney, is?
I have a funny story I want to share.
Are you delaying because you don't want to define
it? No, it's a word, another word for that word.
A synonym is a word with similar meaning to another word, right?
There we go. I got it right.
Like cinnamon.
Clap.
Right?
Clap it.
Oh, sorry. Courtney learns English. Wait, she already knew it, though.
Can I share a funny story?
We don't have a ton of time.
We don't have a ton of time, but y'all are going to love this.
Yep.
Okay, so I have a friend who is a teacher in Allen.
Get ready. Okay. For, while she's telling the story, the synonym game will be for Homes on Land. What are some synonyms for Homes on
Land? Okay, so, yes. Okay, but she's a teacher and...
Does your friend want you to disclose this information to thousands of people? Okay,
I got this text. God bless the next generation. I'm on day one of five interviewing 475 kids for our leadership course for next year. Interviewing a strong, kind, respectful boy, I ask, what made you choose to take floral design this year? Him. To be honest, when I signed up for it, I thought we'd be working on floors. Didn't realize floral meant flowers.
A little bit scary. A little bit scary. That's a leadership program.
That's so good.
Don't give any more information about who said that and where this child was.
That's not great. So speaking of cinnamon.
Floral is a synonym for...
floors.
Carpentry.
We need a buzzer. Okay. The game is the synonym game, and the words, the phrase is homes on land. What are some synonyms for that?
And now... this.
Big backyards.
Big backyards.
Big lots.
Acreage properties.
Well, no. Oh,
I wasn't supposed to play. Sorry. Acreage, you can use that.
Property.
Oh, look at that.
Trees.
Tree
orchards.
Yeah.
They've got orchards.
Large lots. Flexible spaces.
Large lots.
Room to play. Room to roam.
Big backyard.
Privacy. Okay, we got
it. We did it.
When we say homes on land, that's what we mean. We're not talking about massive working ranches and things like that. But your question, I believe, was...
what are my options? Where are they?
Where are they? Where are they hiding them? Actually, we're not hiding them at all. They're all over the place. Now,
it's
typically
pretty shocking.
Typically, they're what I call inner outer ring, which is a dumb term. But you know what I mean when I say that, right? So if you looked at kind of the Dallas side, the inner outer ring or the edges of McKinney, Frisco, Parker, Lucas, Wiley, Saxey, Murphy, you get down into Mesquite. You can come all the way around into DeSoto, Cedar Hill. There are edges of Arlington, Benbrook, Burleson even, Aledo, Lake Worth, Azle. We're coming all the way back up and around. Edges of Southlake, Colleyville, certainly Grapevine. Coming back around, you can go obviously as far up as Denton. The edges of Frisco Prosper, edges of McKinney, Princeton, Farmersville, right? So you can make the whole circle, right? Nevada. So that's like I could be most places in 30 to 40 minutes. That's the inside of that outer ring when you're like, oh, that's a little further out, but not way, way, way out, right? So we're typically talking like a half an acre to 10 acres. Obviously, we help people on smaller in the neighborhoods all the time, and we do help people on larger. But if you called me and said, I've got 400 acres I want to sell, there's a chance we might help you sell that, depending on where and what it is. There's also a very good chance we would introduce you to someone that specializes in that. So it just depends. But what we specialize in addition to neighborhood homes, is these homes on half an acre to 10 acres where you would say, I've got a big backyard. I've got room to roam. I got room to play. The places we sell a ton of those properties and that we love to sell them, we're talking edges of Fort Worth. We're talking lots of Aledo, Lucas, Burleson, Salina, Rockwall, Fairview. Man, some of my favorite neighborhoods in all of DFW are in Fairview. McKinney, Nevada is so underrated. So underrated. Parker, Prosper, Crowley, Wiley, Saxey, Murphy, and you know, I named a few a minute ago. So that was really fast. Go check the podcast, go check the YouTube channel. But these are the places that we are very regularly seeing people want to sell and or buy homes on land. It's interesting. We see a lot of people buying them, fewer people selling them, and even fewer that are selling a home on land and buying a home on land. And I think part of that is people love it. You buy a home on land, you know, kind of growing family or like I'm finished with city life, I'm going to retire out here. And then people tend to not sell them until they really have to. And then they're moving into townhome, condo, moving in with family, moving into a retirement community, you know, something like that. A lot of these properties are kept in the family. They're kind of generational. inheritance type properties, you know, legacy type properties. But if you are thinking about selling a home on a bit with a big backyard with some land, small acreage, that's who we are. We are the experts in DFW for this. We specialize in this like no one else. We have a full team with resources in Fort Worth and Dallas, and we love it. We have a unique plan where we will guarantee to sell that home on land for you over the average price and under the average time. And if you're buying one, I can't think of a whole lot that's more fun than helping you explode that dream life onto some land where you have all the flexibility to run and play and have privacy and have the shop and have the pool or whatever else it is that you want. So we guarantee we'll save you at least $5,000 throughout the process, usually a lot more than that, of buying a home on land. And all that starts online at ToddTremonteTeam.com. Or I tell you what, if you text right now, I bet you got like an 80% chance Ian will respond. You get a chance to talk to the English Wonder. 214, Courtney, help out.
310-0008. I have a question. Okay. In light of like Princeton halting construction because they couldn't keep up, and like how, I just think a question that people have is how close is this home on land to essential services? How does that play into things?
All the cities I just said, by the way, not, that's not a problem, but go ahead.
Well, and then how can you know what the local development plans are?
What do you mean by essential services?
Well, like, how far am I from a hospital? What's happening with...
The ones that we do, the bulk of the people we help are all within... None of that's an issue, right? You're like, I might not have 5 grocery stores, but I got a grocery store within 15 minutes.
Your inner, outer ring. Yeah.
I've got an emergency room. I've got a quality hospital. I'm within an hour of an airport. I'm within, you know, 20, 30 minutes of... great educational options at the most. I'm within 30 or 45 minutes of higher education options. I'm within an hour of professional sports. I say within an hour. Most of the ones I just read are 30 minutes, but some are just, you know, Cowboys play really far south. I'm on the northern edge, you know, whatever. But the point is, there are plenty of other options. We are in North Texas. You can go as far out as you want. We specialize in those areas that are within 30, 45 minutes max of all those major resources. Now, you asked a question at the end of that that I don't think we answered yet.
How can I know what the developmental great question. Plans for the area
And I think what you mean is like, what's coming to the area? What's being built and developed? Like, what highways are coming through? Who's going to build on that land?
Yeah.
There's a couple of things. Number one, TxDOT is a good way to figure out the highway stuff. What's proposed? Oh. Is that going to become a 4-lane even though it's a 2-lane? Is that going to, you know, end up with an overpass kind of thing? The other thing is every city has their own building code. And if you're outside of the city, what people call living in the county, then the county is going to have some regulation, some building code, some water rights rules, some ingress, egress, access, fencing, solar restrictions. You know, they're going to have some rules about that. The fewer municipalities in charge, the less restrictions. So a lot of people call us and they're like, I never want to live in an HOA ever again, and I want to be out in the county, which means outside of the city limits. Different people are asking different things, but these are very common for people that want to live on some land. And therefore, we're saying, okay, that's going to be less restrictive. And you would find out what those restrictives are by calling the county office or calling the city development office or the city inspections office, building inspection office. Oftentimes, you can talk to a building inspector or you can talk to the city office. Also, the bigger cities have it on websites. All the building code, all the deed restrictions. Deed restrictions are usually not on a city website, but you can seek that out as well. So there's a lot of ways to do it. Here's the short answer to your question, Courtney, is you just call us and you say, hey, this is the area I want to be. And we say, oh, that's an area we specialize in. We can help you get all that, or we already have it usually. If you called me and said, I want to be 3 hours outside of DFW, what can you tell me about building code? I would say that's not an area we specialize in, but we can connect you with someone that we know that is a specialist in that area. We're not going to try to help people when we're not highly inclined to help them. We're not highly equipped to help them. So great question, because a lot of people are like, I want to build a barn that's bigger than my house. Well, Plano is not going to let you do that. Plano is going to tell you that your secondary or accessory buildings have to match similar, at least 75% or more of the exterior surfacing has to match the primary residence or the primary building. And it can't be this far from the building line. It can't be this far from the property line. You know, you can only have one dwelling per property. All these things that I'm just picking on Plano, those aren't specific to Plano, but that city is going to have way more restrictions. The further you get out, less restrictions. And there are some areas where there's virtually no restriction and you're still within 30, 40, 50 minutes of all the good stuff. So what we would call the good stuff, you know, essential water, fire, police, all that kind of stuff. So great question, an important one to ask. Oftentimes we have people call us, they're just so excited about having an acre or two and letting the kids run that we are having to tell them, hey, here's a few questions you're not asking that you probably should be. And that's where we just get, we're able to help people so much. And they're so grateful. They're like, man, I hadn't thought about that. Maybe that's not the best thing for me. Or I never knew we would love it this much. Or maybe we don't need to wait as long. We're more prepared than we thought, or vice versa. So you just can't start that conversation too soon. If you're even remotely thinking about buying or selling a home in a neighborhood or buying or selling a home with a big backyard, call us right now. Literally right now. Let's just connect. Maybe we schedule something in a month. Maybe we send you some data and we talk in a year. Maybe you find out that if you jumped on it right now, you'd save a ton of money and stress and be in a happy dream situation way, way sooner than you thought you ever could. Just call or text us right now. 214-310-0008. Or
ToddsYourMoneyTeam.com.
Like my son says.
ToddsYourMoneyTeam.com.
Now, if you're thinking about buying or selling in a neighborhood or on land, that's what we do. That's what we specialize in. That's what we study. That's what we're training on. That's what we have every checklist and every system and every vendor you could ever need for. So just call 214-310-0008. Or if you're not ready to talk to us, that's okay. We understand that. Not everybody's like eager to talk to a realtor yet. But our people are world-class. They're full-time. They specialize. Their biggest trophies are the success stories of our friends and clients. You can read over 700 five-star reviews online by just Googling Todd Tramonte, T-R-A-M-O-N-T-E. And just don't forget,
find out what your home would sell for right now in under a minute at ToddTramonteTeam.com.